If there's one special key to maintaining longevity in the music business, it's versatility. Tastes change faster than anyone can keep up, so the race is to the swift and the readily adaptable. Little Albert Maligmat has spent his whole life in music as a child phenom with the Rockefellers in the late 50s and early 60s, as a member of SOS, the legendary show band, and as a solo artist. He's bringing all that history to the Blue Note tomorrow evening. He's with us this morning. Good morning, Albert.
Good morning, Chris. How are you doing, my friend?
All right.
Always wonderful to see you.
You've never known a world other than the stage, it seems.
That has been a blessing. It was a God-given gift, and through the years, 60 years to be precise, I've been on that stage.
You know, most people are so scared of getting on stage. Was it like that? I mean, you might have to have had a time as a little kid when you were scared.
Never.
Never?
Never. It was just one of the things that me and my brothers just enjoyed doing. You know, we couldn't get enough of it when we were young. And we were flying all over the place in Asia in the early days, and just meeting all kinds of people. And once we got on that stage, it was something that was just sparkled and
maybe you were too
mystic.
Young to get scared, you think? You know, kids don't get scared.
Yeah, no.
Kind of stuff.
No, but our father, we were scared of our father because our father was a musician back in the day. He uh-huh. went from Hong Kong to Shanghai back and forth. Meanwhile, uh-huh. we're getting born. You know, I was born in Shanghai, me and Eddie, who is 2.5 years younger than me. And we never showed our father singing. We kept it behind him when we were away, when he was away from us.
Uh-huh.
And the only reason he knew that we were had some kind of talent is he came down for my oldest brother's friend wedding. Mm-hmm. He invited us to sing and said, "Why don't you?" You know, who was my oldest brother. So my brother, not knowing that the parents were good friends of my father came down from Shanghai to Hong Kong to surprise. So here we are, the four of us, we're singing, and our father comes walking in.
So
that was like, oh my gosh, you know, we're having fun, and then here comes Dad, but he was smiling from ear to ear.
Why didn't you want him to hear you?
I don't know.
Just shy?
Because Dad was, that was his thing, and we just did it for,
yeah,
you know, for fun. And but when we were in the Philippines, we, you know, there was like a Ted Mac amateur hour all the time
uh-huh.
on radio there, and we would go and perform these things and win.
So just, you wanted to get out to the public. You wanted to get out on stage. Well, tour the world.
Not really. We just like, you know, it's like at that time it was just a hobby. And at that time we were singing like four songs at the most.
Yeah.
But there was a gentleman who owned a club and my dad knew in Hong Kong, and it was a huge hotel called the Imperial Hotel. At that time it was the number one hotel and
so that
club
was a real
inside.
Bad,
and he said to my father, after we sang, he talked to him right away. He says, "Morrow," which was my dad's name, he says, "I want to see you in 3 weeks with your boys and you to do a show."
Now it's time to get serious.
Dad dropped everything, quit the band in Shanghai with just like that.
Wow.
And that's how we started the Rockefellers. Of course, my brother picked the name, because he had a newspaper that said Mr. Rockefeller. And Mr. Rockefeller was, you know, a billionaire at that time.
It obviously worked for you, you know.
Yeah.
Listen, Albert, I want to leave time for you to do a little music because you brought your nylon string
guitar.
Oh,
yeah, sure.
Whatever pops into your mind.
Well, you know, working with the Society 7 for almost my adult life back here in Hawaii, and it's been 25 years since I've stepped on that stage with the boys. So it's going to be a sentimental evening this Tuesday. I'm teary-eyed now talking to you. Society 7 was a wonderful, wonderful group of guys, and I got to know a couple of them, Terry and Tony, back in the day in Hong Kong when we were kids. And one of the things that I really liked with SOS was impressions, voice impressions.
Oh, yeah.
We always try to do something that, you know, we can come close to. And this is one of the voices that I'm going to do that evening.
Well, I'll keep a watch on the time for you.
You can turn off anyway.
All right.
You can say, "Fat, you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm far loving you. Look at me. I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree. And I feel like I'm clinging to her cloud. I can't understand. I get misty. Just holding your hand. I'm too misty, too much in love." Mr. Mathis.
Yes, I definitely picked up on that right away. That was uncanny.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's always a wonderful time to see you.
Well, there's so much we could talk about, but it's great to get a chance to hear you. Thanks so much for coming in.
No, of course. Of course. My pleasure.
Little Albert Malik Matt will perform tomorrow evening at the Blue Note Hawaii, and you can see his 1963 performance with the Rockefellers on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.